KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a cloudy sky, rain, 35 degrees here in Atlantic. We picked up just over 2/10 of an inch of rainfall since last night at 21 one-hundredths of an inch. National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory in effect for parts of the listening area. The advisory includes Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and that is in effect until noon today. Winds will be north-northeasterly at 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 50, and as a result, travel may be difficult on north-south roads, especially for high-profile vehicles, and loose outdoor objects, such as holiday decorations, may be blown around or damaged. Taking a look at the latest in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 41-year-old Mark Allen Raines of Villisca was arrested at around 11:55 p.m. Friday for domestic abuse by strangulation, third or subsequent offense. Raines was taken into custody at a residence in the 600 block of East 3rd Street in Villisca and was transported to the Montgomery County Jail. He was being held without bond in the jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested on drug and weapons charges late Friday night in Corning. Deputies arrested Michael Baker of Canton Sherry Lowe of Larmore following a traffic stop at around 10:23 p.m. in the parking lot of the Casey's General Store in Corning. During the course of the traffic stop, the canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive alert to the odor of narcotics. And upon further investigation, Baker was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance first offense, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance first offense, Xanax, possession of drug paraphernalia, and carrying weapons, a loaded 12-gauge shotgun. Lowe, who was a passenger of the vehicle, was also placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The Page County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported that on November 18th at around 10:05 p.m., a traffic stop on Highway 2 near the intersection of F Avenue resulted in the arrest of 22-year-old Lindy Renee Harold of Shenandoah. Harold was arrested for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was transported to the Page County Jail and later bonded out. A businessman in southwest Iowa seeking a special gift this holiday, a kidney. Zach Denton, who manages the Sapp Brothers Travel Center in Percival, has stage 3 kidney disease. Doctors say only two things will keep him alive, dialysis or a transplant. Denton is on a waiting list for a kidney transplant and estimates about 150,000 other people are on that same list.
There's that many people that are waiting for the kidney, so I'm one of many that are in a particular situation. Unfortunately, there's just not enough, you know, to go around. Every year I have to re-up on the list and make sure that I'm physically capable of going through with that sort of surgery and that I continue to qualify to be on that list.
About a year ago, Denton entered the University of Nebraska Medical Center's transplant evaluation process in the hopes of finding a donor.
At any given moment between now and when a kidney is found for me, a phone call could be made. And at that point, from my understanding, I have 15 minutes to decide if I choose to take that kidney that's available for me at that time, and then I have an hour to make it into Omaha to be prepared for surgery.
While dialysis will keep him alive, Denton's kidney function is down to less than 5%, and that's why Denton, who lives in Papillion, Nebraska, urges people to consider organ donations not only for him, but for others in need as well.
I was, you know, in fairly good health prior to this. It can affect anybody. Get checked out. Don't be stubborn. Most guys don't typically like going to see a doctor. If you have signs that you're not feeling well, there's something wrong, you should probably get it checked out.
Anyone can join the hospital's living donor team. You can fill out a questionnaire at secure.nebraskamed.com/living donor. There is a link to that under this same story on our news page at kjan.com. Rob and Sonia Clausen have been named the 2018 Scrooges for the City of Atlantic. The Clausens earned their title by collecting the largest amount of donations for the Atlantic Area Chamber's 16th Annual Scrooge Contest, sponsored by Hockenberry Family Care and the Atlantic News Telegraph. All contributions are donated to the Atlantic Food Pantry. The Clausens raised a total of 11,233.5 points, surpassing any amount since the contest began in 2002. In total, all five contestants raised $14,853.82 and collected a total of 6,286 food items, making 2018 the most successful year yet for the program. Bailey Smith, executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said this year contestants raised a record-breaking amount of money and non-perishable food items. The food pantry benefits a lot of people in our community, so being able to have a contest like this that benefits so many individuals and families is great. The 2018 candidates included Rob and Sonia Clausen, McDermott and Son Roofing, Deb Schuler from Smith Land Service, Mark Smith from The Principal, Brad Woolrick, Detter Motor Company, and Brett Altman, Cass County Health System. Two non-perishable food items equaled 1 point, and every dollar collected equaled a point. The contestants will all serve as the Grand Marshal at the Lighted Parade tomorrow, this evening, that is, beginning at 6 o'clock, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce would like to thank everyone who donated. Friends of an Atlantic man who lost most of his possessions in a house fire last week are asking anyone who has the time this afternoon to help in moving what possessions remain into storage. The fire at the Dean Barber residence occurred November 20th. His friends request six or seven people show up at the Barber home located at 1308 Birch Street. At around 1 p.m. today, you'll be helping to load and move boxes from the home into a storage unit. If you have some time to spare, call Dean Barber at 712-254-3208. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Elaine B. Owen, age 92, of Dallas Center and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Spurgeon Manor in Dallas Center. Funeral services for Elaine Owen will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Carl Razor, age 90, of Omaha, died Tuesday at Hillcrest Rehab. Funeral services for Carl Razor will be today at 10:30 at the Atonement Lutheran Church in Omaha. Bremen Mortuary of Omaha has the arrangements. Bud Lindemann, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Bud Lindemann will be today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Urban Bernard Henscheid, age 91, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Assisted Living. A massive Christian burial for Urban Henscheid will be held today at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Andrew Varley, age 83, of rural Earlham, died November 19th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life for Andrew Varley will be today at 11 a.m. at the Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Urbandale. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Richard Rich Weaver, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Rich Weaver will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Forrest Pete Peterson, age 95, of Goodyear, Arizona, died Monday in Avondale, Arizona. Funeral services for Pete Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daryl Erickson, age 67, formerly of the Greenfield, Cumberland, and Council Bluffs areas, died November 17th in New Mexico. A celebration of life for Daryl Erickson will be on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. Nelda Gray Teague, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nelda Teague will be held Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Alice Larimer, age 81, of Adel, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Larimer will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Charlie Noland, age 92, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Charlie Noland will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.